Now, the Medical Council has come out with a warning to doctors about the overprescribing of benzodiazepines. The council says it will take disciplinary action against any medical practitioners who flaunt their guidelines. Dr. Rita Doyle is president of the Medical Council and is on the line now. Thank you indeed for joining me, Dr. Doyle. First of all, just remind us, what are benzos or benzodiazepines and why they're prescribed for patients?
Okay, benzodiazepines are a group of drugs that are tranquilizers. They came out, I think, probably in the 60s, early 70s, originally known as mother's little helpers, used for anxiety mainly. And, of course, later we learned that they were highly addictive. So there are very strict guidelines as to how and when we should use them.
Mother's little helpers, I presume some dads would have been prescribed them as well and maybe be in danger of getting addicted. But, for instance, do sleeping tablets fall into this category?
Yes. If you look at our press release, we also include Z drugs, and those are the two main sleeping tablets that are used within this jurisdiction. They refer to Zopiclone and Zolpidem, and they are also highly addictive.
And how big is the problem of overprescribing?
Well, if the only actual factual data that we have is on GP prescribing on medical card prescriptions, and this is a bell curve, so there's 50% of them are below the average and 50% are above the average, but there's quite a long extension at the upper end of the curve. So there are numbers, approximately 80 general practitioners who are overprescribing. Now, we don't know their circumstances. They may be working in very difficult areas, and this problem is very definitely a bigger problem in areas of deprivation. So what we are saying is that if you are overprescribing, we want you to engage with us. We want you to make efforts to change your prescribing, referring on to the addiction services and other supports that are available, such as the ICGP Substance Misuse Program. And our main sort of, everybody says, you know, who are we going to kill in this? Our main thing, our main message here is that if doctors do not engage in trying to change their prescribing patterns, then it may be that we will have to take some sort
and
of action.
And I presume that the identity of the 80 over-prescribing GPs, for whatever reason, that would be known to you?
The PCRS, the Primary Care Reimbursement Service in the HSE, has all that data.
And is it intended to engage with them directly on the part of the Medical Council or some other part of the authorities?
Well, what happens currently is that every GP gets an analysis of their benzo and their opiate prescribing. And very shortly, they will also be getting an analysis of their antibiotic prescribing. What has happened to date was that they would have got an email saying, look, your prescribing is above the average, please engage. But it was a sort of an anonymous type of communication with the GPs. And if they didn't actually open the PCRS website or their reports from the HSE, they wouldn't actually know about it. So now the contact is going to be much more direct and much more formal. And we will be saying to them, you know, you must contact Dr. X, who is the expert in your area, and engage in changing your prescribing habits.
And what do you class then as over-prescribing, Dr. Doyle?
Well, there are very clear guidelines for prescribing, and benzodiazepines and Z drugs should not be used for longer than 2 to 4 weeks. That's the max. In fact, I would say 2 weeks in general would be the advising. So people who are prescribing them long term need to look at what they're doing.
And so 2 to 4 weeks is the ideal, you say, and above that is undesirable. Explain a bit more about why those drugs are addictive and why there are real dangers there.
Well, they are addictive. They're hugely addictive, and they actually have very little positive effects. In very severe acute anxiety, yes, they can work for a short period of time. But what happens is the patient needs more and wants more and demands more because of the addictive nature of the drugs.
So what alternatives are you proposing for the GP who may be under severe pressure from their patients to keep on prescribing, in fact, even increase the dose?
Absolutely. It's a very difficult situation, and we do understand that. And we understand that there are doctors working in areas of severe deprivation, and there are not enough supports around to help them get their patients off. But what we want them is to look at it, to use the support systems that are available. We have been working with the Primary Care Reimbursement Service, the HSE, the Department of Health, the Pharmaceutical Society, the ICGP and the profession to try and see if we can get better supports for doctors and for patients in this situation. The very last thing we want doctors to do is to suddenly stop patients. That's a very dangerous thing to do.
Now, in the statement you released, you say that doctors who don't reduce their high prescribing levels or who don't refer their patients for appropriate drug treatment services may require formal investigation. So how much time are you allowing GPs to change the way they approach this?
Okay, I think, where are we now? This is September. My kind of rule of thumb would be if they haven't engaged with us or the PCRS or anybody within 6 months, that it is time to investigate.
And when you talk about referring patients for appropriate drug treatment services, what's available there?
Well, the HSC Addiction Services is available, and they can advise very and really help doctors in reducing their prescribing.
Yeah, just looking at a text from one of our listeners, Mary in Cork, where are the mental health services? They don't exist. What do we expect doctors and the families to do while waiting for a year or more?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. The mental health services on the ground are not good enough, but we should not compound the problem by excessive prescribing.
Okay, Dr. Rita Doyle, President of the Medical Council, thank you indeed for joining us. Now, I'm joined on the other line by Dr. Padraig McGarry, who is a GP based in Longford. He's also President of the Irish Medical Organisation. Good morning, Dr. McGarry. Thank you for joining us. What do you make of this warning from the Medical Council?
Well, I know Dr. Doyle refers to inappropriate prescribing of benzodiazepines, and certainly the IMO doesn't, or anyway, shouldn't condone inappropriate prescribing. I think therein lies some of the problems, is how one gets to what inappropriate is. And I think it's a multi-layered and complex issue, which a lot of the issues have actually been iterated there by Dr. Doyle. There's a conflict there, or a tension between perhaps the patient's legitimate need and the perception of their need. There's also the timely availability of alternative treatments. When you're faced with an acute anxiety issue with patients, you by and large probably need short-term treatment. Sometimes patients come in with less acute anxiety issues, which perhaps would benefit from counselling or talk therapy. Now, if that treatment isn't available at hand, or may not be available for 8-10 weeks thereafter, what starts off as a relatively benign condition can escalate into anxiety, and therein lies a problem. You're left dealing with the issue on the ground. So I welcome the Medical Council's approach. They're going to look at patients or doctors prescribing, and hopefully go and help with them sympathetically and look at maybe the issue that is given rise to the issue that the prescribing pattern of that particular doctor. And there's one other thing that comes up too. By and large, most prescribing of benzodiazepines, which Dr. Doyle refers to, is through the GMS. And every patient needs to get the prescribing, their medication through the GP. Quite often, these benzodiazepines and indeed the Z drugs are generated from other clinics entirely, and they end up being perhaps manifest as an overprescribing issue by the GP. So I think that's an issue that has to be looked, and we'd welcome that debate and get into that and try and come to some sort of a workable arrangement. You pointed out there the lack of availability of maybe some of the mental health treatments on the ground, and particularly in deprivation areas. I think that's an issue that has been heralded for a long,
yes,
long time, and think maybe that's something we need to look at.
And in addition, say, you mentioned talk therapies and other forms of, one could imagine, you know, CBT and so forth being of help. Are there alternatives that are not addictive that you can prescribe?
Well, quite often you perhaps may use medication which might have other indications and can be helpful in anxiety states as well, but they often take quite a number of weeks to become effective. So you may bridge that acute phase with some acute short-acting benzodiazepines while other medications start becoming effective. And that's quite often the case. And I think that's what's important for the doctors. And I think we're all very acutely aware of the dangers of prescribing benzodiazepines. And probably it's the one issue which causes most sort of tension between the GP and the patient. That you set out a plan how you're going to do it. You say, oh, there's going to be timelines on this, and that the patient signs up and agrees to that approach. And I think in that situation, it can work out quite well.
Okay, thank you indeed for joining me. That's Dr. Padraig McGarry there, GP in Longford and President of the Irish Medical Organisation.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.